Welcome to the September 24th, 2021 recording of the CASB School Board Advocate with Matt Cook, CASB's Director of Public Policy and Advocacy. The School Board Advocate recordings are available when the School Board Advocate is published. And right now, that is the fourth Friday of every month. Please make sure to check out the digital version of the School Board Advocate to access information that is available through links. We hope these recordings help you to move forward in your advocacy efforts. The recordings are available to members on CASB's website under the Advocacy tab. Take it away, Matt.
Thank you, Leslie. So we are in September, just wrapping up September, getting ready to head into October. The legislative interim continues. A couple of interim committees are meeting. And then, of course, the big news in September is the quarterly revenue forecast. So let's start with that. The Colorado economy was very strong heading into the pandemic and has recovered fairly well out of the pandemic, or at least whatever we're calling where we are now. Colorado's economy heavily weighted towards tourism and industry and the hospitality industry, and those have recovered as people are getting out and moving around. They are doing so with about 25,000 less employees. So if you have gone out to try and eat a meal out or go visit a place in the state that you like for vacation, you have definitely seen the impacts of some of that. Sales tax and state income tax collections look good. In fact, they look so good that we are probably going to be dealing with Tabor revenue refunds, and that'll figure into what the legislature has as far as what they like to say is save, spend, or allocate other ways. There is big caution in both forecasts, and I'd encourage you, as Leslie said, to go back and look at the digital version because you can get links to both forecasts there. Big caution that as the federal stimulus money continues to go away and that money is used up and is not going to be reoccurring, there are questions around what impact that will have. And then the ongoing labor shortages. Colorado is no longer providing additional unemployment benefits. Federal benefits have gone away, but for a lot of reasons, the workforce has not returned to pre-pandemic levels. So both groups, both the Legislative Council staff and the Governor's Office of Planning and Budget, both highlighted that those are big concerns. The other one I'll just throw out there is inflation. Almost everything is more expensive than it was. That has to do with a lot of things, but mostly having to do with supply chains and being able to get things where they are. There are big concerns as we head into the ever-important holiday spending season that retailers and those that rely on those sales are going to have the items that they need. The Interim School Finance Committee continues to meet, and they heard presentations on a number of issues in September, the big one being the State Land Board. The committee wanted to get a sense of how the State Land Board and the money that those state lands generate are used for education in Colorado. If you don't know what the State Land Board does, they have lands that are in an intergenerational trust that are leased and otherwise produce income for education. And there is, as many of you know, a proposition on the ballot in November that would create the Learning Enrichment Academic Program, or LEAP. So the LEAP program would take some of those funds from the State Land Board, the interest that is generated, and direct it to the LEAP program. And as anybody who knows anything about balancing a trust or having intergenerational revenue, is that when you no longer continue to build up the body or the corpus of the fund and just continue to take out, that eventually the fund doesn't exist. And so that is a big concern. The State Land Board certainly brought that to the committee. Also heard from a number of people around ongoing issues with just the structural nature of education funding in Colorado and how it really isn't adequate. And so we will see now going forward what they do. They are still waiting to get the study on poverty and what that impact is on students in Colorado, and that'll be the next big thing for the interim committee. So stay tuned as they get ready to meet in October. Then, of course, the CASB Delegate Assembly is coming up right around the corner, October 22nd and 23rd in Fort Collins, Colorado. A number of resolutions on important issues, including the LEAP program, education funding, teacher pay, a whole breadth of issues. And so we encourage you, if you have not yet, to make sure your delegate is there at the assembly and that you are signed up. We've got some great programming on Friday before for our annual fall conference, and then, of course, the Delegate Assembly on Saturday. And then, in addition to that, there are a number of spots available this coming December at our annual business meeting for the CASB Board of Directors. In a number of regions, there are folks who are term limited or are no longer running on their local board, and so their spots will be available on the CASB Board of Directors. All that information is on the CASB website. We encourage you to take a look. Service on the CASB board is, I served on the CASB board. I would say it's some of the most impactful work that you can do as a local leader in education. Leslie, that is kind of the school board advocate for September. And I again encourage folks to head over to the website and read the full newsletter, and then also check out the links to both revenue forecast and the presentation from the State Land Board to the Interim School Finance Committee.
Thank you, Matt, and thanks for plugging the Fall Conference and Delegate Assembly. And remember, if you don't send a delegate to the Delegate Assembly, your voice is not being heard in what CASB is going to be promoting and working for our members during the legislative session. So sign up a delegate, come to Fort Collins, October 22nd or 23rd or both, and make sure your voice is heard. Well, this wraps up the September 24th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate. Look for our next recording on October 29th. And until then, have a great week.